All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Nickel for Your Thought. I'm Pat here. Everyone else want to introduce themselves?
Yeah, I'm Mike.
Rob.
Anthony.
All right. And I think today we're going to be talking about Thanksgiving, considering tomorrow's the holiday, or I guess today by the time this goes up, right?
I could probably upload it tonight.
All right. Whatever.
Yeah, apologies, guys. We usually record Tuesday nights, but last night I had a little bit of a conflict at work that I had to be there for, so we're recording tonight. So I really appreciate you guys for moving your schedules around so that we can make this work.
No problemo.
Mm-hmm. I think it works out better for everyone.
Anyway. I'm a boring person anyway.
Yeah. Good to know. Good to know, Ant.
Yeah. How are you guys doing, by the way?
I'm doing good. I'm trying to think.
When did we have our Friendsgiving? Was that
Friday?
Friday.
Was it? Yeah,
19th.
Oh, last Friday.
Yeah, the 19th.
Yeah. If you guys haven't seen our picture, give it some love on Instagram. We actually changed our handle. It is now much simpler. It is just NFYT_pod.
Well, it's no longer really? Refer to your other podcast.
Or when the was other this changed?
I can actually say this.
When was this changed?
Huh? I changed it right before we started recording.
That's our handle for Instagram?
Yes, sir.
I still have
NYFT_pod.
Wait, do I have to sign out and sign back in?
No, you should just be able to log in and...
Oh, there we go. Now, well, it changed at the bottom. It didn't change for... NFYT_pod, bet.
Yes, sir. Again, that's NFYT_pod. Follow us on Instagram.
Click, click, click.
You guys have plans for Thanksgiving?
Yes. Grandmother's house.
Really? How far does she live from you?
10 minutes.
Oh, that-
yeah. Who's going?
Mom, dad, and then my uncle, aunt, two cousins.
Come on. You're not making those Portuguese custards that you made at our Friendsgiving way back when?
I did not make any Portuguese custards.
We were giving you so much hype for that one.
It was so good.
Oh, I brought them.
Egg custards.
I brought them. Man. I didn't make them.
Oh, they were so good, dude. I was shitting bricks because I'm lactose intolerant, but oh, couldn't stop. So good.
I'm not as much as a chef needed to make a Thanksgiving feast.
You should try. I think it's in your blood.
Maybe, but that won't turn out well. I'd rather practice like a couple months beforehand.
You know, you're a good chef though. Every time like we go out or like someone has to cook, you're always there to cook.
Every time we've gone out to eat, except for the last time?
Yeah, you mean like K-pot, right?
That is true, yeah. For K-pot, that's he's normally though. The one that's
shout meat, out K-pot.
Though. That's meat though, that's different.
Yeah, you kind of just throw it on the grill until it's not as red, and then you eat
exactly. No, but I like grilling it, but I'm not going to be able to make like a full on course meal. I'm still learning about seafood.
You should get HelloFresh.
HelloFresh, I've seen that before. They send you the food to cook and the instructions.
Yeah, they
and
send
that.
You everything you need. Like the most you'll probably need to get out of your cupboards is like salt and pepper.
Yeah, the seasonings.
But like everything else is there. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. I feel like we should get a sponsorship now from HelloFresh.
Well, the last thing I want to try is a turkey because, you know, that's an expensive mistake. Maybe I'll start off with... No, I won't even start off with mac and cheese because that's simple, but maybe some stuffing.
I don't know. Stuffing. I mean, just do the HelloFresh, man. I actually have these recipes right next to me. Check it out.
Did you actually? Let's see.
Yeah, because I did HelloFresh for like a week, right? I had like, I don't know, every podcaster I listen to is sponsored by HelloFresh. hint, hint, wink, wink, HelloFresh, please sponsor us. But so like they have all these, they have like this code. They're like, oh, get 14 free meals. I'm like, 14 free meals? That's like 2 weeks worth of food. So I did it, but it's actually 14 free meals spread out over like multiple weeks. So I really only got like two or three free meals that 1 week. Paid $35 for 8 meals, which is okay, I guess.
That's really good.
That's pretty good.
But
that's
really here's the thing. I thought the portions were kind of small.
Oh, there it is. Yeah. Like, what, is an 8-ounce steak only like 5 ounces?
I don't even know. I think like they gave me like a half a pound of like chopped meat for my burgers, which is a story in itself. All right, wait, hold up. So I got the I think it's called the Wonder Burger, right? So hold I up. Was so I
you can see the Wahlburger.
Oh, like the what's the Mark like Wahlberg. Mark Wahlberg's brother?
Yeah, those burgers suck.
Oh no way! Yeah,
they're bad. It's a mix of beef, like ground beef, and they add brisket to it, which I think is what kills it.
But the brisket's pretty good though.
It depends
how it's cooked brisket. Though. It can get dry.
That's why, because it's on the outside layer, so it gets dry easier.
Oh, I don't
like
no.
it. I hate it. My uncle used to do the same thing. I don't like it.
I mean, I can see why he would have done it that way though.
I hope he doesn't hear that.
So I was making the burgers, so you know, I was rolling it out into like the patties, and I decided to cook the fries first. It came with like some potatoes, and came with like 3 potatoes that I had to cut myself and make fries. So I was deep frying it, had maybe like an inch of oil in the pan.
Okay.
You know, to cover the fries, right? So I was frying the French fries, pulled it out. So I had all this oil in my pan. I thought if I put my burger patties in that oil, it would cook evenly, you know, through and through, right? So I put the beef in, it started to cook, which is fine. But when I flipped it over, it just broke apart into like taco meat.
Yep. Oh no.
Oh my god, it was ridiculous. I couldn't put it back together. It was cooking so fast, like in the middle, throughout. It wasn't searing the outside to like hold everything together.
The oil just gets through and completely dismantles it.
Absolutely. Yes, that's exactly what happened. And so I had ground beef and fries for lunch the next day.
Nice.
Yeah, and to make those into tacos?
It might as well have been. I had meat and cheese.
There you go. That's all you need.
So I just, yeah, I put the French fries on the bottom of like a, or at the bottom of a Tupperware, and then put the ground beef on top, cheese on top of that.
Just say you made a bowl.
Yeah, but.
A little Chipotle bowl.
We all know it's because I suck at cooking.
Instead of the rice, you just made, used French fries.
Loaded fries. He just made loaded fries.
Yeah.
I should have said that, huh?
Yeah. Got you, man.
So what we're going to do is we're going to stop this podcast and I'm going to tell that whole story over again. But the ending is going to be like, yeah, guys, I made loaded French fries.
Oh, man.
Is anyone cooking for Thanksgiving?
I am.
Oh, word?
Yeah, I'm cooking up a turkey, actually, which is actually
you're
Friday
making
right
the
now.
Turkey
by yourself?
By myself. I'm so nervous right now.
How are you doing it?
I put the turkey into a brine solution, which had like salt, salt in it, sugar, obviously water, bay leaves, black pepper, turmeric, a whole bunch of other stuff. I can't remember right now. But I mix those up together and then dunk the damn turkey in there. Separated the skin so that the turkey meat can actually get soaked into the brine solution. And now it's just chilling in the refrigerator. But I'm pretty sure that the thing is going to break. So
if you what's it called? Is it completely defrosted now?
Yeah. My dad got it like a couple of days ago. So we put it into the fridge.
Got it.
Now it's a whole bird.
All right. Yeah. Well, best of luck. Godspeed, man.
Yeah, I'll send you guys pictures.
You gotta throw it in the oven?
Yeah, yeah. After that, it's gonna be chucked into the oven. I think gotta probably put it in for like what, 2 hours or something? I don't know. Because it's a pretty hefty bird. It's like 15 pounds. Yeah. So.
Ooh, how many people are you feeding?
Four.
For like a month?
Yeah. No, because apparently they didn't have any other sizes because everyone's going for the small size. So yeah. My dad either could get the 24 pound or like the 15 pound. So he was
bring
like,
bring some over. I'll eat some.
You guys should come through.
Make a ham.
Ooh, I was thinking about making the ham, but the last time I made a ham, I put salt on it. That was the worst mistake ever. And so I cooked it up and went to try to eating it. It was so salty. We didn't get through.
Yeah, aren't you supposed to put like brown sugar on it?
I did, but then I put salt on it too. So.
What about you, Pat? What are you cooking?
I'm actually not cooking anything. I'm actually going out to a restaurant with my my family and extended family. We're going to like an Italian restaurant, but they're not using their normal menu. And then they're just making like Thanksgiving food, which seems pretty interesting. So,
wow,
where are you going?
Yeah, okay.
Where are you going?
It's called Mara's. It's like a local restaurant around the corner. Yeah, it's in South River, I think. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it should be good.
Is it like buffet style or?
I think there was two options. There was family style and buffet style. I don't know what the difference is.
It's one or the other. Can't be.
Yeah. I'm guessing they're just gonna put the buffet food on like big plates for the family style. I don't know. So I don't even know which one we got. I honestly.
I think one is made to order and the other one is pre-prepared and. On a maybe. Table, like on the other side of the restaurant.
I guess, yeah. I'll figure it out tomorrow. Yeah.
Send us some pictures, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll upload to the Instagram. See what the verdict is.
Yes, sir. Please do, Sarav. Do it.
We should do that.
Take like only, process pics, progress pics.
Process pics. We don't do
progress. Going in the oven. Processed. And then I want to see it if it like whether it's successful or if it fails. Like wait, regardless, you gotta post it. You gotta commit.
Ooh,
cook it longer for 2 hours.
What?
Cook it longer for 2 hours.
So no. It's super dry, but at least it's great.
I mean, lower the heat and cook it longer for 2 hours.
Ooh, yeah.
Wouldn't that dry it out?
No.
If you put the lower down the temperature, then I think it should be okay.
Yeah,
really.
I'm just gonna have it with ketchup if it dries out too much.
Ew.
That's how like you slow cook meat. It stays very moist and juicy.
Yeah, for like red meat.
Exactly. Same thing.
I don't think white meat cooks the same.
Well, poultry has ketchup then.
Poultry's got ketchup.
Yeah, just buy a shitload of gravy.
Exactly.
Yeah, that is true. Honestly, gravy makes the meal though. It like ties up all the meals, all everything that you have.
It's so bad, but it's so good.
I know, right? So what's all your favorite things to eat? You don't like gravy?
I don't really dig the gravy, no. I never put it on... Actually, I'll use it for turkey if it's dry. And personally, I think turkey is dry regardless of how moist it is to other people. So I'll use it for that, but it's not like I put gravy on mashed potatoes or stuffing or
you
anything.
Don't?
Like that.
No. Whoa.
Well, like, man. So stuffing isn't even something I can just continue eating. It's something I'll get sick of after, like, maybe once
a week. Hot take.
Yo, this is straight up, like...
That's very controversial, yeah. Bro.
Very controversial.
It's the same thing with brownies. Like, I can only eat, like, one or two brownies, then I'm sick of chocolate.
Okay, that one I get.
That I get, yeah.
With sugar.
Like, sugary foods, like, when something's too sweet, like cake. I don't really eat the icing off cakes.
No. Oh, the icing, no, but I can keep going. I can probably down a whole caramel cake.
Probably gets different though.
100%. Yeah, but it's like all sugar though. It's ice cream.
That's true.
I mean, ice cream cake's different.
There's certain things made of complete sugar. There's certain things made of just sugar that I can down.
Yeah.
But then come a brownie, one or two brownies, and then I just toss. I'll probably finish like half of the second brownie and toss it.
Wow, they're starving kids in America, man.
I'll toss it to you.
Are you calling me a starving kid?
No. Do you want me to call you a starving kid? Are you starving? Because I'm kind
of. If hungry. It means you're gonna get me ice cream cake.
Carville is open. I think actually, are they still open?
All right, I'll meet you there.
Dude, one near me. Go to ShopRite.
I'm gonna walk to the one that's like like 2 or 3 miles away, and I'm gonna get there before you do.
I'll meet you at the ShopRite in Newark.
Oh my god, that's a hike for me too,
bro.
Oh look, there's a Carvel 4 miles away from me. I'll meet you there. I'll walk and you'll drive, and I'll still get there first.
Facts.
Live stream this one.
Mm-hmm. I'll live stream the walk and just talk to myself like I'm an odd one out.
Yeah.
I don't understand how people can just like vlogs and shit, like point the camera at themselves and just walk and talk.
Yeah.
Like everyone's like looking at you. I get embarrassed easily.
Well, when I first thought about doing this podcast, I was like, well, I don't really want to do it by myself because then I would kind of be like talking to myself, talking about topics and like no one's opposing me, but like, which is kind of sounds kind of nice, but at the same time, then like, what if I run out of things to talk about?
Yeah, it's like it's different when you're like streaming a video game because you're constantly doing something.
Exactly.
For a podcast, if you're gonna do a solo podcast, you'd have to have listeners to type in questions and shit like that, or else you're just gonna sound like a crazy person talking to the wall.
Just get a pet. Talk to the pet. Talk to
a
dog.
That's some TikTok shit. I know where you're going with this. I'm not getting it.
Yeah. Tell me about Aries.
He's staying downstairs.
He said you have a dog?
What kind of dog is he again?
An American Staffordshire Terrier.
In English?
Wait, can you guys hear me? Because I'm kind of leaning back right now.
It's a little muffled and sounds kind of far, but...
He's an American Staffordshire Terrier.
Much better.
So, I just told you what it is.
Yeah, I know, but like, what is that in English?
Like big or small? Oh, okay.
It's a little small. Is it a big dog or a small dog?
He's a medium. He's 53 pounds. We measured him earlier.
Oh. Wow.
He's a big boy.
That's not big. I want him to be bigger.
Oh,
does he get bigger?
Does his brother might be hitting 70 pounds.
But he's only brother's in the gym.
His brother is huge, bro. His brother, when we got Aries was 8 pounds. His brother was 14. Wow. I was at 9 weeks old.
What's the brother's name?
Atlas, which is the name I wanted for my second Amstaff.
Wait, the brother, you don't own, like, the brother's dog, or your dog's brother is not yours, right?
No.
You keep
but you're in contact? Yeah, you're in contact.
Yeah, my sister is in contact with that, him, his owner, and the other brother's owner.
Oh, there's three of them in a litter.
There were three boys in the litter, and there were two girls. Aries is one of them. One is Atlas, and the other one's Dodger. And my sister is in,
what happened to the whole Greek mythology theme?
Ares is the only one. Is there an Atlas in Greek mythology?
Yeah, Atlas is the one that holds the heavens on his shoulders.
Oh, and then Dodger. Yeah, they already guessed it. They're probably Dodgers fans. So they named their dog Dodger. This is the guess. Oh. You guys know the Dodger baseball team?
Yes.
Yep. I do indeed. Okay.
Yeah, so that. So yeah, Atlas is like going to be 70 pounds if he's not that yet. He's going to be. Aries is a 53 pounds, and Dodger's around the same size, but Aries was like the smallest boy in the litter.
So that's all right.
I'm just surprised I think he actually passed Dodger in size. I'm surprised. To me, he doesn't look like he should be 50 pounds. He looks like he should be like between 30 and 40.
I think we need a live demonstration.
So he's a dense fellow.
He is a dense fellow. He's maybe up to his head, I would give him 20 inches at most.
Wow.
Shit. Not that long. Well, he's kind of long. He's stocky. He's like me. Short and stocky.
He is. I mean, you're not that short.
I'm 5'8", bro. That's below average.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yo, that's so short. I'm like 6 feet tall.
Buddy. No, yeah, the male average in the U.S. is 5'9". So I missed that by an inch.
Mike, I'm sorry.
Yeah, how do you think I feel? It's all right. I have a 6-foot personality.
There we go. That's all that matters.
That's all, yeah, that's what matters. No, so Mike, what's on your Thanksgiving plan?
Well, actually, my family doesn't really celebrate Thanksgiving. We usually, if everyone's home, we usually have like, you know, my dad will cook up some steaks, rice, steak, and then we'll just watch a movie or something. But tomorrow, my sister took a double shift at work. So, I mean, she's making like, what's it called? She's making night differential holiday pay. So,
Black Friday.
What's that?
Black Friday.
To spend on Black Friday. No, she's working on Black Friday too. Oof. So I'm like not seeing her this entire like rest of the week. So we're probably not going to do anything tomorrow, but Saturday we're going over to my uncle's house, and I don't know, I'm probably just going to bring my Xbox and we're going to, my cousins and I are going to go wild. It's actually the same cousins that are over my house right now. They're in like the living room.
Yeah, bring them over. Say hello to them.
You guys know them. It's Marcus and Brendan.
Names are not good with my head.
You guys met him at my graduation party.
I remember Brendan.
Yeah.
Oh,
Played beer pong.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
No, not beer pong. The frisbee game.
That too.
Can?
We had a can jam? We had can jam? I don't know where my can jam set is.
Oh, Angel stole it.
Did one of y'all take it home by accident?
No. I have a can jam.
What did you say? Angel took it home?
I said Angel stole it. I'm joking.
I lost my can jam set. I don't know where it is.
How do you lose your can jam set?
I don't know. I mean, we cleaned up so quick. I don't know where it went. I hope not. Dude, that was like $50.
That was, yeah. No, it was right after your graduation party. I went and got a set of can jam myself, too.
Did you?
I actually did. I had so much fun playing can jams. Oh, my
lit.
God.
I love it. What's that?
Yeah, it's kind of sad, not gonna lie.
He runs to each side.
I threw the frisbee and then I had to like go to the other side and pick up the frisbee.
Wait, but it's a 4-person game. You need 2 people per team.
I made do with one, okay.
Well, did you get your brother in on it?
He didn't want to play. He was like, this is stupid. So I was like, wow. Yeah, so I literally just went outside and then like tossed the frisbee. I didn't make one of them in.
You can practice trying to get it into like a little slot for.
Yeah, that's what I tried.
Next time we play with Sarav, he'll be like a pro. He'll be winning the game.
Yeah. Oh my god!
Yeah, I practice every day. Just gonna put that out there.
I'm sorry.
No, a game that's a lot of fun is Spikeball.
Yes.
Spikeball is fun.
Yes.
So Spikeball's much fun. Hard, man.
It's a 4-player game, and how many of us are here?
Is there 4 of us?
There's five of us.
We don't talk.
There's five of us.
Unless we're doing the podcast.
I'm glad that we got that joke instantly.
Yeah, Craig is a bystander.
Craig is an essential part of this team.
Without him, we wouldn't have this podcast.
Exactly. Actually, who? Pat, I've asked Anthony 2 weeks in a row now by accident.
There we go.
Yes, I meant to ask you. Did you say you know how to record our podcast? This is probably an offline question, but like, do you know how to record our podcast so that we can have videos?
Nothing really coming to mind. I mean, maybe if you had like a capture card, but there's probably a better way.
Nope, he
I have a capture card, but the capture card, I thought the capture card is for like
audio.
No, it's coming from a different like console to your computer.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. I'm sure there's probably just some software that could do it though, right? You could just screen record or something, right?
All right. We'll figure it out.
I did say I could. Yeah, that's right.
I'm pretty sure that was on, that was recorded. I should have just gone back and listened to it. And
yeah, no, I remember now. I have game DVR and I can record my screen and audio too. Yeah, that's how I got through. What's it called? I shouldn't probably say this out loud.
No, don't. We're not. I know what you're talking about. It's fine.
Mm-hmm. No, nothing like that. It wasn't a class technically. No, okay. I can't say it.
That's fine. Don't worry about it, man. I'm actually so I haven't told you guys the news yet, so you'll be hearing it along with all of our listeners. I got accepted to grad school.
Oh, let's go.
Yes, sir. So I'll be starting in January at Rutgers University. I'm not sure. This is the second time someone's asked me that. I didn't know that Rutgers had multiple campuses, like within the New Brunswick campus.
Yeah, they have like five, don't they?
Yeah, I'm just recently finding out that apparently there's like Cook, Douglas. I thought these were buildings.
No, there's different campuses. It's kind of insane.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Like, I thought it was like, oh, I'm going to Cook, which is like a building in New Brunswick. Because I know they have another campus in Newark and Camden. But yeah, I'll be in New Brunswick. I don't know which building or which campus in New Brunswick. But yeah, I'll be pursuing my MBS in engineering management.
Yay!
Let's go.
Yes, sir.
Good stuff. Yeah, my cousin went to Rutgers, New Brunswick for undergrad, and you got to take buses from campus to campus.
I heard that. I mean, I'm only taking one, maybe two classes, and I'll spread them out so I'm not, you know, because it'll probably be night classes anyway. I can't take day classes.
Yeah. So you just drive to that one camp, wherever it is. The thing is, parking it, can we curse on podcasts or no?
Yeah, I mark these as explicit every week.
Okay. Parking is a bitch at Rutgers. Yeah. It's very bad. Very bad. I don't think they have decks. I think they only have lots.
Yeah, one or two times I've had to park at Rutgers for like the restaurants there, it was terrible.
They do have decks in New Brunswick, except they're expensive. You got to pay for.
What if you're a student?
No, it's just public parking.
Oh, word. Okay. Yeah. Crazy. Yeah, I'll figure it out. It is what it is.
Just go on the train.
Go on the train from where?
From where you are to New Brunswick.
So my work is in Cranberry, so I'm like 20 minutes from New Brunswick.
I forget that you work more north than where you live.
I work west of where I live.
But is New Brunswick north from you?
It's mostly west. Like I take 195 west and then Route 33 west.
Oh, okay.
Literally just straight west.
Yeah. I mean, there's a little bit of like North Roads, but.
There has to be. I know where New Brunswick is and I know where you live.
Well, no, New Brunswick is definitely much more north.
That's where Rutgers is. But
New Brunswick is only an hour from me because it's northwest of me. He's Google mapping it. I just saw his screen light up.
Me too. You're going to share this. Oh, you want to share the screen real quick?
It is what it is. Oh my God. I don't need to be told how I drive to work.
I'm going on Google Earth.
Google Earth. Does it still exist, Google Earth?
Hell yeah.
It's not integrated into Google Maps yet?
That's what I thought too. Google Maps.
I don't know.
Another campaign.
All right. New Brunswick. Search. Come on. You can do it. Oh, wow. Wait, hold on. Which one is this? The line between the U.S. and Canada splits Lake Erie, Lake Ontario, Lake Huron, and Lake Superior in half.
Bro, why are we talking about the lakes?
What?
Because I felt like it. And then we own all of Lake Michigan.
Oh, okay. I didn't hear that.
Okay, so that's
you meant like,
oh, which like the United
lake,
States.
Yeah,
oh,
which lake okay. belongs to which. I thought like they were
We have Lake Michigan. All the other lakes are split in half between us and Canada.
Got it.
And Canada. Okay, that's New Brunswick over there, and now Brick.
Yeah, just tell everyone exactly where I live. Why don't you just give them my address, won't you?
So here we have war. No, just kidding.
That is, what do you, that's north, my guy. You gotta go hella north from where you live.
To go where?
New Brunswick.
Yes, I told you that. It's northwest. But my work is 20 minutes south of it.
Well, I'm looking it up. I'm looking that one up too, because you said where it was.
Cranberry.
Yeah. So we can say where we work and now where we live. Cranberry is, okay, yes. Cranberry is straight south of New Brunswick. Still gotta go north.
Yeah, to go to... I didn't deny that.
I heard denial. I felt the denial.
This podcast is going to be named Where Does Mike Live?
No, this podcast is going to be named Central Jersey Exists, and then then we'll post it on Instagram and just let people battle it out. Everyone can just shit on me for saying that Central Jersey exists.
We all live in Central Jersey.
Everybody, there's going to be a poll on the Instagram. Put your votes in.
Oh, the story. That's right. We can do that now.
Mm-hmm. Does Central Jersey exist? Mike, you're going to be either right or you're going to be wrong.
No. No, I'm not. I'm not getting involved. I don't do politics. Ant, did you get questions on the Ask Anthony Anything?
Yeah, I got three. I already forgot what they were. I think so.
To our listeners, please interact with our Instagram a little bit more.
I mean, we knew both of them. One was Alvin, one was Angel.
Oh. We should have Angel on as, like...
I'm so down.
A complete guest.
Angel's a character. I love Angel. How do I go back and look at the questions? We should start
putting together a list of people we're going to ask to be on.
How do I look at the questions? Where do I go to the questions? Where are the questions?
They're gone.
Can you... they disappear?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, no. Sure. No. Wait.
No?
Okay, I have the questions. I just don't have my responses. I replied to all three of them. Okay, I'll try to remember my responses. So, Angel first asked, what's the wave? And I got a normal photo from Google of a wave. And I said, that's the wave. And something about riding the wave of opportunity or something like that. And don't be afraid to take a tumble every once in a while.
Is this Alvin, inspirational time with Anthony?
A little bit. And then Alvin asked, if a tree falls in the woods, can I still save 15% or more on car insurance? And I sent him a picture of the gecko from Geico, and I said, you should probably ask this guy.
It depends if they're going to sponsor us.
And then the last question was also from Alvin, and he asked, what is your purpose in life? And
bro, that's deep.
I'm trying to remember. I think...
Ask him to refer to our We're Not Really Strangers episode.
That's a good one. Yeah. I think I first defined what I think the purpose of life is and then what mine was. I think it went somewhere along the lines of like the purpose of life is to go through the path that was chosen for you or something like that. And then I put my purpose was to do that, but then help others along the way or something like that. I'm trying to see. It says replied, but I can't see what I replied with. Oh, well. I mean, it was something I replied with in the story, so it's not like I could go back and see it because that story was...
You should have saved it.
Yeah, I know. It was 6 days ago. I should also just send them to myself so I have them. Like, send them from the Nickel for Your Thoughts Instagram to my personal Instagram. Like that, I just have
and
them.
Then or you could have just screenshot it.
Or screenshot it, yeah.
I think you can make, like, story... I've seen, like, on people's accounts, like, they have, like, their saved stories on their profile.
Yeah. Okay.
We have to figure out how to do that.
Stories.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah. So you make like a little story thing. Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. I got it.
Yeah, so we'll start implementing that.
Oh, you got it? Wait, how'd you get that?
You just press the plus button in the profile section.
And then new story.
Literally just press plus, you'll see all them. The posts that we have.
I did press plus, and I don't. Why is there a stream happening?
Hey, what was that?
Who started a stream?
Mike's.
I just wanted to show you guys something real quick. I'm sharing my screen.
Wait, so Rob, okay, the plus button at the top right?
No. All right. Like literally in the middle, story highlights.
It's because my laptop sucks.
That's not it. How do I get away from this? What do you mean story highlights?
Wait. Oh, I was gonna screen share that.
On Nickel for your thoughts on the Instagram page. What do you click?
Oh, that's what it's called. Story highlights.
Yeah. Okay. Ready? You mm-hmm. on this part right here?
Yeah.
Click that thing.
Oh, the new. Oh, yeah. Got it. Okay. Oh, that's the answers.
Oh, I see. Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Okay.
All right. So I'll read the answers then. So for the what's the wave, I put that's the wave. You know, the picture of the wave. And then ride the wave of opportunity and don't be afraid to take a dive every now and then. And then for the 15% or more on car insurance, I put, if you ask him directly, he'll probably say, yes, you can, but in a British accent. And what is your purpose in life? I put, life is a journey for everyone. My purpose is to complete my journey while helping others along the way.
Wow. And do you have a life thought for us today for this episode?
A life thought?
Ooh, we should do that every episode.
Yeah, we should do that.
So, advice from Anthony.
I come up with this kind of stuff a lot when I'm driving home or like when I'm just driving, because when I listen to music, depending on the song, I'll either sing to the song or I'll just like talk to myself in my head and think of shit to say or like think of different shit. And
you should just write it down.
You know what? I do have quotes that I made.
Oh?
But from
original quotes.
I do have original quotes.
Let's just go through the list.
All of them? There's a lot of them.
Okay.
No, not today, but like we'll do one line, one quote per episode.
Okay.
I like that idea at the very end of it.
Three. It's a regular segment now.
All right.
I have 9 quotes from 2019. And from 2020, I have...
Right, so you have a quote to last us at least 9 episodes.
Wait, I only have 1 quote from 2020? I thought I made more.
Well, 2020 wasn't very inspirational for a lot of people.
That was 2020. I forgot about that.
All right, and what's the quote of the day for today? For today's segment?
You know what? I'm deleting this one.
No, you can't do that. Come on.
This quote is something Sarav said.
Wait, what did I say?
Oh, it's a Sarav original.
I don't know if you can. No, it's backwards. Dude. That's. I'm not saying that one.
Type it in chat.
No, read it. You can't keep stuff from the fans, from the listeners.
I'm gonna quote one of our professors from that year, Sarav. I think we're all in the same class except Pat. I don't want to say his name.
I plow in the desert by myself or something.
No. This was.
Oh my god!
I plow in the desert. Yeah.
Should I just say the name of the course? Is that fine?
Yeah. Why not?
Tissue engineering.
Which one?
Ah, okay.
Great. Newer professor.
Tissue engineering.
Newer professor. Yeah, younger guy.
The one class that we all studied for.
Yeah.
The new. Yeah. What's his name? Grassman.
Yes. Oh. I didn't want to say that.
Dr. Grassman, you were an amazing professor, by the way.
He was amazing. Of course,
he was such a good professor. The content was kind of dry, I have to admit, but he delivered it really well.
Mm-hmm. You tried it, yeah.
So this is something he said, and I really liked it, so I remembered it. And this is probably something that everyone's heard at some point in time, but because of the way he said it, I really thought like it stuck. He said, don't change what's not broken, but at the same time, don't reinvent the wheel.
Say it again.
Don't those mean the same thing?
No. Don't change what's not broken, but at the same time, don't reinvent the wheel. So don't change what's not broken. Okay?
Okay.
So don't make it any different, but at the same time, don't reinvent the wheel. Keep the idea, but tweak it. I think that's what he means.
Oh, okay. I see what you're putting down there.
Yeah.
What was that, for like the final project he said that?
I have no idea. I just remember the quote.
That's pretty cool, man.
Yeah. I forget about these quotes sometimes. There's a couple in here that people would probably not agree with.
It's all right. We'll go through it another time. We'll burn that bridge when we get to it.
Well, I have one from my grandma, and this is one new. This is
Grandma Grelicia. Let's do it.
This is something that you would hear from of an older person.
Okay, let's see it.
Oh, wait, I'm saying it now, or should I just wait till next week?
Oh, you gotta say it now. Yeah.
Now you gotta. Yeah.
Okay, after this one, I'll put it away.
I'm also very curious to what I said. I'm very curious.
I'm not saying that because that was stupid.
If the listeners don't get to hear it, you don't get to hear it.
Fine. Three quotes this episode, and one of them is from
Sarov. All right, we'll start it off strong, and then we'll regulate it.
Let's go.
Okay, I'm saying Sarov's last. So this is from my grandma. And this was talking about like dating and all that stuff. And of course, you would hear this from a 75-year-old lady when she would say, because when you date someone, it's to marry them.
All right. Straight to the point, Mama, Grandma Grelicia.
Yeah.
We should have her on our podcast.
I'm looking at these quotes and there's some that are missing. Oh, I also have 2018 quotes.
No, we're doing Sarov's and then we're moving on.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I know. All right. I forgot, because I remember having at least two pages filled with quotes like of different years. I forgot I had 2018 ones, but we'll go back to those another day. And then to top it all off, Sarov said, "I would like to welcome Panty Dropper Grelicia to NJII." And he said that in 2019.
No, that's aged well.
Yep.
I don't think so.
You don't remember that?
No, I remember it. Oh, I definitely remember.
Yeah, so I think you understand why I wanted to, you know, leave that out a little bit.
No.
It's fine.
It's good that you put it in.
All right, we're done with that. It's been set off to the side. Oh, look, a picture of us. Why was Patrick
beautiful
smiling?
Why wasn't I? Or was I?
Why weren't you?
He didn't find it that funny, obviously.
Wow. Yikes. I'm not funny enough for Pat. Do we all have Craig as a different color? Because for me, his background is blue.
I'm blue. Wait, what blue?
Blue? Aqua.
Yeah, okay. It's aqua for me too. Isn't it different for you, Mike?
Yeah, Mike has
orange. I mean, Craig is the color that you see in the screenshot.
Yeah, cool. You have him as orange.
Yeah, I have him orange with a very slight blue.
Oh, yeah, a circle of blue around him.
Yeah.
Wait, his color and our colors are inverted?
Oh, no. Is that what it is?
No, Craig's still brown.
Or somewhat. The background. Wait, he's got like a circle.
Yeah, inside. For us, we just have the blue. That blue that you have as a circle around Craig, we have that as a full background.
Yeah, I got you. Boop.
I'm wondering, if I were to start... So, like, I usually... I'm the one that calls Craig into the stream room.
Yes.
Would you guys be able to do that, too?
We will try after the podcast because if we try now, we'll probably end it on accident.
Oh, I was just thinking, like, what if I can't make it to a show one night? Like, would you guys be able to move forward without me?
Probably.
I tried to make you guys admins. I don't know why I can't.
Yeah, I think it should be okay. Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
Yo, that's crazy, bro.
Dude, my arm is killing me. I got the third booster today.
Ooh, third? What'd you get?
Yo, that's the thing, right? So my first and second dose, I got Moderna, right?
Third booster?
Okay. Yeah, the third one.
First booster, third shot.
Got it. Okay, I was going to say, how many times?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. Absolutely, you're right.
He's got boosted three times now.
Yeah. He's immune. I got all three of the boosters.
He's completely immune now.
So I went to the what is it, the center that gives out the boosters, and they asked me, they're like, do you know which one you want? I'm like, I have a choice. You can get any of the boosters, even like it, regardless of what you got for your first and second dose.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, you can also get Johnson & Johnson if you really wanted to.
probably what I'll get. That was the first one I got. I don't know. Just stick with what I've been doing.
I mean, just make sure you're not on your birth control pills, man.
Of course. Yeah, make sure I'm not like 50 years old.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, sorry.
I just thought that was really interesting. They asked me what booster I wanted. I mean, I went with just to keep it consistent, and it was more aesthetically pleasing on the vaccine card. It just looked weird if I got Pfizer.
Yeah, Moderna. MMF. Interesting. Wait.
Well, we're not going into that.
Nope.
Yeah, you want to elaborate on that?
No, I think I'll abstain this time.
Wait, so do you guys want to hear about what happened? I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but with SpaceX.
Yeah.
Do it.
What happened to SpaceX?
Alrighty then. So basically, SpaceX sends a NASA aircraft on collision course with asteroid to test concept of protecting the Earth in case of future threat. This future threat, collision up into Earth. So basically, this
called
little
it,
thing...
They, what was the acronym that they used to call it? They called it DART. Something cool. Was it?
DART.
What does DART. That stand for?
I don't know.
Yeah, don't know. No, you're right. I think that's what I remember.
No,
but...
they called... So they launched the DART, which is what they called it, into space. And using... I think it's using SpaceX's technology. They returned the launching aircraft back down onto a drone ship to pick it up. And they successfully relanded the aircraft or the rocket back while DART is going through space and accelerating currently.
Ooh, that's
it's cool. Double asteroid redirection test.
Yes.
So the name of the mission is DART.
No, DART is what it is, like what they said. It's literally called DART. That's a test. Like, they're using that.
Yeah,
test.
Yeah, that's the name of the mission.
Oh.
DART, okay. Yeah.
So, as of right now...
DART is test.
True. So, as of right now, DART is on its way to an asteroid, and this asteroid is named Dimorphos.
Is this just, like, some random floating asteroid, or is it actually...
So,
hurtling towards Earth.
So this asteroid right now is in orbit around a larger asteroid, and an ad just popped up on my screen called Didymus.
How far Didymus. Is this?
I don't know how far it is, but Dimorphos is much smaller. So Dimorphos is 170 meters, around 170 meters in diameter. So I say smaller, but that's pretty big for an asteroid. And basically, this asteroid is in orbit around Didymus, which is over 700 meters in diameter. Mm-hmm. So basically what they're trying to test is that NASA is launching DART and basically sending it straight into Dimorphos to see if an impact of this caliber can change its orbit. And this is basically just like a test to see if something like this could in the event of like total Earth disintegration from an asteroid, if we can possibly prevent it.
That's pretty
cool.
That
would
cool.
be cool.
Yeah, so tax money, you know, going straight into an asteroid. How do you feel?
I mean, that's protecting Earth.
No, so it is. I think it's for a good cause. I think it's for a good cause. But it's crazy to think, like, this asteroid, 170 meters in diameter, floating around another one that's 700 meters in diameter. Mm-hmm. That's crazy. And the fact that they're trying this now, like, why are they trying this now? Like, what's going on?
I think
is there an asteroid on its way here?
I think Elon is just thinking ahead again. It's just
he's thinking ahead, or does he know something?
No, that's for next Who segment.
Who knows?
Yo, I think an agent's knocking on my door.
Inside the minds of Elon Musk. Next segment.
Like so, yeah, the DART is planned to head on into a 15,000 miles per hour impact into Dimorphos.
So this thing that they're launching into space, it's not coming back.
Like, no, it's crashing into Dimorphos.
Okay.
And the whole point is to see if we could change its angle of trajectory and create a new orbit around the other asteroid.
I mean, you would think because, you know, just laws of physics. What's it? No, well, yeah, obviously, but momentum, right? Like,
yeah, too.
Conservation of momentum.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you have to hit it while it's moving in the direction away from Earth. So I don't know how this would help if it was hurtling towards Earth, because then you would just either stop it completely.
On the side. We would hit it on its side to change its... So if you hit it on its side on a...
then there would be some sort of backspin that could cause it to change trajectory.
No, yeah. So if it goes straight on into an angled part of the object, then there will be a force to the left or the right, depending on which side you hit, not just backwards into its rear end.
So that would assume that we have multiple stations that we can launch this thing at, right? Because if it's hurtling towards like the other side of the Earth, or if it's hurtling straight for, let's say, like the U.S., right? You can't you can't shoot it from the U.S. You would have to go to a different country to shoot it on.
They could travel, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. Like a different car. I'm pretty sure you would catch it when it's like still like days on end out.
Yeah.
Like, probably.
We would have to, because imagine if it's large enough where we would have to send like a whole fleet of stealth bombers, basically.
Send the nukes.
Little darts, you know, going in for a little suicide mission.
I mean, I think it's great advancement in technology.
It is. And I think at the point where this will actually have, like, hold on. If DART's high-speed impact works as intended, Dimorphos's orbital velocity will change over ever so slightly, shaving a few minutes or so off the 11 hours and 55 minutes it currently takes to complete one trip around Didymos.
Wait, watch it change trajectory and go towards Earth.
That'd be hilarious. The thing is though, that's possible because DART is heading in the direction where it would make the orbit of Dimorphos smaller. So if it gets closer to Didymos and comes around the other end, it would be like a slingshot.
It would go further away because of the speed.
Away and then head towards Earth.
And if it goes far enough away from the orbit of that larger asteroid, it could actually escape.
It'll escape, yeah.
Yep.
The orbit.
And then head for us.
Holy shit.
All right.
As we're on our way to Mars.
There we go. Oh my god, that's why we're going to Mars.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this very final episode of Nickel for Your Thought.
No, don't say that. But there's also a comment here. The minimum change for mission success is 73 seconds. So if they can shorten the orbit from 11 hours and 55 minutes if they can shorten it by 73 seconds, that would be a success.
I wish I knew what that meant.
So it would the orbit would be ever so slightly closer to Didymus that it would take 73 seconds less to travel around it.
But no, it would be moving faster.
It would be moving faster, yes.
So how does that help anybody?
They wouldn't be moving faster. It would be moving around.
It would be orbiting faster.
No, it wouldn't. No, it would.
You just said it would shave off 70 seconds.
Yeah, not to make it faster, just to make the orbit closer so there's less distance to cover of an orbit.
But what is it?
The whole point
being in orbit is just gravity, and gravity is acceleration. So acceleration is going to affect the speed of it. If you're closer where the gravity is stronger.
That's true, but doesn't Venus spin around the sun faster than Mercury, and Mercury's closer?
Wow, is that true? I don't know.
Isn't it?
Wait, no, I thought it's the farther out you go, the longer your orbit is.
Yes, but I think the speed at which Venus travels around the sun is faster than
it might be relative too. It has to be relative from, like, because you're obviously traveling a smaller distance.
Like, it can be the same speed, it's just it'll take you less time because it's a smaller distance.
I don't know. We'll do an experiment.
On the next episode,
we don't have a weightless environment, and we don't have a.
We'll just ask Elon when he comes as a guest.
Bet.
We'll ask what he thinks.
Yes, on episode 15.
Elon, do you believe that Dimorphos spinning a smaller orbit and gaining momentum could possibly kill us all?
I could also be 100% wrong, and someone who knows better, who has physics. physics background would be like, yo, this guy's an idiot.
Physics professor or PhD student is like, what are these numbskulls? Wait, what are these nickels?
These guys got a degree?
What are these nickels?
Oh my god.
The dumbest one, I think, of the five of them is definitely Craig. He hasn't said a word. He's so lame.
I'm sorry, don't offend Craig like that. Craig's gonna, like, stop. He's gonna, like, stop recording me, like, oh yeah.
Yeah, he's just not going to record anything that Anthony says.
Bro, I think he hates me. Remember the last time we had a guest and you were saving our audio files and I was the last one to be saved? It's Craig, I'm telling you.
He's doing this random. I don't watch that.
It's definitely Craig.
I set it to download and then I leave it overnight.
It's Craig. 100% Craig.
It takes over.
Maybe. Maybe. I mean, you could be nicer. It wouldn't hurt, you know?
Okay. How long does it take? Because we record for about an hour, and then it looked like from what you sent, each second of audio took a couple of seconds.
It probably takes about like a half hour at most. Because,
oh, okay.
Like sometimes after we record, I'll go take a shower and then, you know, brush my teeth. By the time I get back, it would be like almost done, you know. So I'll start, you know, getting my shit ready for the next day. And by the time I finish that, it's usually done. And then I can upload it onto the main server.
Damn, that sounds like a long ass shower.
I take 10-minute showers, man.
That's good.
It's getting my shit together, like getting my lunch and everything else together. That takes a while. But yeah, actually, speaking of getting our podcasts up, we might be changing the days that we record and the days that I upload. We're going to try to start editing our videos just to make it, you know, a little more professional, a little more presentable. I think we're maturing. We're maturing pretty quick in how we do our podcast. We're learning a lot. And I would like to start trying to edit our videos, maybe get a jingle in the beginning and then like a closing. We can start talking about having more controlled or more organized segments. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so our next episode, hopefully I will have all my gear. I think I'm going to buy a MacBook Pro. I was convinced to purchase it with the new M1 Pro chip, and I don't even know what half of those specs meant, but I was told that I should be able to do a lot on it. So
okay, but that's like pretty good. What else would you do with it?
I think I want to record video as well as audio, post the audio part on Spotify, post the video part on YouTube. So we can start opening a YouTube channel
in your personal life, what are you going to use the MacBook for?
Oh, grad school.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
What happened to your laptop?
Dude, my laptop could barely run Discord. It's having trouble. Like it. I don't know if you can hear it, but I can hear the fan. Whirring. Oh my god. Like I think it's gonna take off. So you guys think that we only want to record for an hour because that's how long our episode is? No, that's like pushing it with my laptop.
Oh. And then trying to run the softwares at NGA.
Yeah.
Or Rutgers, I mean.
So yeah, hopefully I'll figure something out, but if we record on like a Tuesday night, if we keep our Tuesday night recording sessions, or if we move it to Wednesday early evening, we'll probably end up posting around like Friday or Saturday.
If we're gonna do the edits and stuff like that.
Yeah, but I'll keep everyone updated on our Instagram, let everyone know, like, hey, this episode's actually gonna be posted on Saturday or Sunday. So yeah, keep up on our Instagram.
Sweet.
Is that where we're gonna end it off?
Yeah, I think that's a place to stop.
It's pretty good cut this one.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep forgetting I have to tell Craig to stop recording.
All right, so for next week, I'll choose one of the quotes I have and provide words of wisdom.
Yes,
of course.
That's a segment that we'll bring back every week.
Okay.
It's an absolutely great segment.
Now, should it all be right. words of wisdom or just like advice in general?
Anything you
advice?
Want.
Anthony's advice.
Okay.
Yes.
We'll keep the alliteration going.
Don't be a bitch. Chase your dreams.
I like it.
New bio.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My new Tinder bio.
All right, guys. This has been another episode of Nickel for Your Thoughts. Mm-hmm. See you guys next week.
All right.
Peace out.